This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm, with clear skies across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys mild breezes, making it pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Katz confirms the U.S. launched jets and bombers from Israel to attack Iran in strikes since the ceasefire. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, Netanyahu is on his way to meet Trump. Walla reports from earlier this hour that he faces significant challenges in the Oval Office. Also this hour, Ynet reveals U.S. officials question Netanyahu's credibility over intelligence on Iran. This news came just a short time ago. Separately, the Times of Israel reports Trump, ahead of meeting Netanyahu, stated he doesn't need Bibi for intel on Pickaxe Mountain. This was reported earlier this hour. And finally, Forward notes Netanyahu's meeting with Trump will touch on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. This comes from earlier reports today. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy analyst, noted just minutes ago that Netanyahu's frequent meetings with Trump highlight his centrality in U.S. policy, yet his influence seems to be waning. Visegrad 24, a news account, reported minutes ago that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu held talks with his advisors before his White House meeting. Andrew Fox, a commentator, expressed just now his surprise at criticisms of Gallant's comments on Gaza, suggesting harsher terms might be more appropriate for Hamas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the confirmation from Katz on U.S. military actions. The Jerusalem Post details that the U.S. has been conducting strikes from Israel against Iran since the ceasefire ended. Katz emphasized Israel's readiness to retaliate if attacked. This development underscores the increasing military tensions in the region. Turning to Netanyahu's visit to the White House, Walla reports that the Prime Minister is set to discuss significant issues with President Trump amid tensions over Iranian policy. This meeting is crucial as it may influence future diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Israel. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights concerns from U.S. officials regarding Netanyahu's interpretation of intelligence on Iran. They accuse Israel of potentially misreading the situation concerning the nuclear site. This skepticism could impact U.S.-Israel collaboration on security matters. The Times of Israel reports Trump's irritation over Netanyahu's public comments about Pickaxe Mountain. Trump criticized Netanyahu for discussing nuclear activities publicly, which might strain their diplomatic ties. This meeting could define the future course of U.S.-Israel intelligence sharing. Finally, from the Forward, Netanyahu's agenda with Trump includes discussions on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. The meeting this afternoon could shape key policy decisions affecting the Middle East. These discussions are vital for regional stability. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Yohananof will offer a Samsung tablet at a competitive price starting tomorrow, undercutting electrical chains. This move might shake up the consumer electronics market in Israel. Separately, CTech informs us that former Wiz and Microsoft veterans have raised $35 million to develop an AI cybersecurity platform. This investment highlights the growing importance of AI in tech security. And finally, Globes reports on massive construction plans for the Ra'anana Metro Station. Promoting connectivity along the M1 metro line towards Tel Aviv, this development could significantly boost the area's infrastructure and economic growth. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.